Yes, I feel very proud because today was a very tough game for us. A priori, Burnley is a very difficult game to play, and yes, we show a great character. I think the first half was with a lot of accident. It was difficult to play in the way that we normally play, but I think the second we dominate the game. We have the clear chance to score, and I think I feel very proud and very pleased. The performance was very good.
Given that you had to dig deep, given Burnley's home record and some of the big teams who've struggled here, how important a 3 points could it be?
Yeah, it's massive for us because look what happened after the game that Chelsea lost and we reduced the gap. We are at 7 points now. Always was important for us to be there if Chelsea fail, and we are there. We are there fighting for the Premier League. We are fighting for to be as higher as possible. And I think today we must feel very proud because the performance was very good.
27 points left to play for, 7-point gap. A lot of people were calling them champions-elect. Is this title race back on, Maurizio?
Well, I think when you reduce the gap, now 7 points is completely different to 10, but still a lot of work to do. And it's not depend of us, it's depend of if Chelsea fail. But in that moment that they fail, we need to do our job. And if we'll do our job, we can be there to the end of the season and try to fight for the title, of course.
Today you say you had to change things around because of three enforced substitutions. What is the news on the injured players, particularly Harry Winks, who we understand has gone to hospital?
Still waiting for him, back for the hospital. We'll see what happened, but no news yet. And Wanyama got a big knock in his back, and we hope that it's not a big issue for Victor, but for Harry, we need to wait the result.
I know you're sick of answering these questions, but all the Tottenham fans want to know about Harry Kane. How is he? Have you got a timescale and when he may be back?
Yes, he's close, and maybe in a few weeks. He's very positive. He's started doing many things on the pitch, and we'll see next few days what happens with him.
And just finally, for you, you've just got to keep winning like you are at the moment and see what it takes you.
I think it's important to keep that mentality, energy and atmosphere and try to win every game that we are going to play. It's true that every game is always completely different and you must be focused in different things, but now try to recover quick and try to prepare in the best way the game against Swansea that will be tough again too.